I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In an effort to limit the strength of Al-Shabaab, a militant Islamic group based in Somalia, the United Nations has voted to prevent the sale and shipment of bomb components to the East African country. Peter, a Christian worker with World Concern in Somalia, says Al-Shabaab works mostly in the southern parts of the country. But they aren't the only cause of violence, as clan conflicts keep popping up in various places as well. World Concern works to minister in Somalian communities that have been damaged by this violence. But what does ministry look like in a land so often hostile to Christianity?
Although we understand we are coming into the land to deal with the need, ours was not to be able to publicly evangelize, but to be able to address the need. But behind the scenes, we know that we pray towards the needs of the people.
And the economic fallout from the pandemic means charitable donations are down. Nonprofits across the U.S. are feeling the effects, and many are struggling. But even amidst the difficulties, people continue to give sacrificially. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministry says they remain grateful for the donors who've stood by them so they can continue doing ministry from counseling in the U.S. to Christian schools in Africa. Vandermeer says without donors, ministry simply wouldn't be possible.
And we don't ask for any pay ever. We never saw Jesus charge for ministry, and so we haven't. And God has proven faithful.
Set Free Ministry's 25th anniversary donor event was successful in raising support. And through it, God is transforming lives. To find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.